This is Kartik Inspiration 3. But before I start, I want to share something with you. I had such a good dream. In my dream, I walked around Giriraj Govardhan. I believe there is a reason why we dream spiritual dreams. It has to do a lot with identification. If I identify with my country, I think I'm a German. If I identify with my gender, then I think I'm a man or a woman. When I identify with a certain opinion group, I'm totally into that world. But if I identify myself to be a devotee, I live in a devotional world. And from this sense of identity or identification spring all our actions, all our emotions, all our sense of self, and even our dreams. It's so important if we want to really take the full benefit of Kartik or even of Krishna consciousness in spiritual life, to have the right type of identification, because it is that which brings us into the right type of world. If I have the false identification, I live in the false world. If I have the right sense of identity and I can identify with this, I'm propelled, I'm moved, I'm driven into an ecstatic spiritual world with wonderful experiences and even dreams. I think you all know what I'm talking about. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes in one song, "I'm the servant of Radhika Madhava," and he prays for this type of life. He says, "Oh my mind, how will you ultimately take shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Radha Krishna?" And he says, "I had this desire to take shelter since time immemorial, but now this wretched servant is simply waiting. O Radhe, O Krishna Chanta, life and soul of the devotees, please bestow upon this most sinful person bhakti to both of you." See, such prayers can come from a heart who is fixed with the right type of identification.